All right, Commissioner Ports, Commissioner Colton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm not going to report regarding, you know, what I've received most of the calls on, which is some easements and, of course, elk and shoulder seasons. I did follow those comments. It went pretty decent turnout at the meetings. But in my district in particular, we're back in another conflict over the Bighorn River and the flows of the Bighorn River as it relates to Bureau Reclamation. And this started in 06, and when we had really low water years. And as Commissioner Vermillion will remember, in the May of 08 meeting, we were actually drafting regulations trying to figure out what the trigger point would be to close the Bighorn River for fishing. And we figured the fix to this was once we got enough water that, you know, everybody would be happy and it'd work out just fine. Well, now we have a little bit too much water. And the management plan right now, unlike before Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks and Wyoming Game and Fish, mainly in the fisheries sides of both those departments, we get together and figure out flows to manage the walleye and then the trout, of course, in the Bighorn River. There was a fuss by some folks in Lander that the Horseshoe Bend access, recreational access on Yellowtail Dam, wasn't adequately being kept in a way that that boat ramp could be usable. And there's a real big silt problem there. Now, obviously, there's a lot more background than anybody needs for just a commission report, but over the last few years, Bureau Reclamation has managed the water in a way to keep a certain lake level so that there can be water skiing at Memorial Day at Horseshoe Bend. As a result, the reservoir is too full, the snow starts coming down, and we're pushing 13,000, 14,000 CFS down the Bighorn. Now, mind you, that some years ago they wanted us to go down to 1,500, you know, so that we could keep the lake full. And what it's doing now is actually killing fish. It's eroding the landowners, just wiping out chunks of their land. It's damaging fish, wildlife, and park assets that we have. Our fishing access sites have been eroded. Fortunately, there's a new group that I'm assisting with. It's the Bighorn River Alliance. Senator John Tester is heavily involved in this, and we're working diligently to see if we can talk the Bureau of Reclamation into making some adjustments in his plan. Didn't work the last time, but now with the destruction to property owners down there and agriculture uses, we're also wasting a lot of energy because the water makes electricity there as well. But if you run too much of it and spill it over, it's just wasted electricity. And the reason I bring this up in commission report time is there will probably be stuff that come to the commission regarding how we manage that water. And where I'm going to be requesting resources to study what's happening to these fish, because our studies are indicating that substantial harm is happening. They're essentially getting the equivalent of the bends in scuba diving because of these high flows. Not to mention the $65 million industry of fishing that yearly that is dependent on that water. So while we got a lot going on with elk and easements and other things, you know, this is an important part of District 5's recreational community, one of the top fisheries in the world, and it's under attack.
Thank you, Commissioner Colton. We'll go ahead and go to Commissioner Stuker. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
All right. Why don't you go ahead and proceed, and then we'll go to Commissioner Brower.
All right. Thanks. Sorry I could not make it there, but I snowed in again this morning. Received a lot of calls on different issues, and some of them I will wait with until we get to those agenda items. One thing, though, I will mention on conservation easements, and I know we did put out all the notification that is required by law and probably exceeded that. But some of the parties that have called are wondering in the future if we couldn't possibly notify those that are directly involved, i.e. mineral rights, landowners that are right next to them when we start the process, That seemed to be the big complaint, is they didn't know what was going on until right at the end. Another one, I got a call from an insurance agent talking about the insurance that we provide for block management areas. He felt, and I did not get a chance to talk with Mr. Potter over in Region 6 or in 4, the gentleman, but he thought the landowner should be notified or have some idea of what the insurance covers and be mentioned in our contracts. I don't believe they are. Another interesting letter was from the Trapping Association talking about the stream access and how it applies to them and how the Attorney General would only issue a comment to a commission or some state officer. So I'm thinking that possibly we should look into that and see if the commission in the future would like to get a clarification on that from the Attorney General. I did attend two of the season-setting meetings, one in Great Falls and one in Chester. I was very disappointed by the turnout. I believe in Chester we had 5 individuals from the public, and in Great Falls I believe we only had 3. Also attended an AIS meeting in Haver, put on by Region 6. It was very informative. I think they had 10 to 15 individuals at that meeting, and they asked a lot of good questions. For the rest of my comments, I'll wait until we get to those agenda items, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you, Rich. Mr. Brower.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. To begin, as a high school athletic director, I'd be a little remiss if I didn't wish my boys and girls basketball team good luck today as they start postseason play, so go Spartans. I additionally attended a season-setting meeting. Northeastern Montana, the biggest concern is some of the growing deer numbers. But I believe with this season-setting proposals, I think that is being addressed. Attended the region CAC meeting. The big conversation was chronic wasting disease. I know that it's been a learning experience for everybody this year, but I think it has been handled well. Aside from that, I would just like to say I appreciate those who actually call in and visit, as opposed to some of the mass emails that go out. We get 900 emails, and it's nice to actually have a voice on the phone and be able to actually get some people's legitimate comments. So I would just like to voice that appreciation. Thank you.
Thank you, Logan. Mr. Aldrich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It was a busy January in our country. I was able to attend two of the season-setting meetings up in Region 1 and 6 in Region 2. So I visited a lot of communities, Missoula, Kalispell, Darby, Helmville, Libby, Phillipsburg, Superior, and Drummond. And I was really, I guess, appreciative of a lot of the landowner participation, which I think is absolutely critical to the things we're trying to do right now. Their support is critical, and I think that it was really good to see a lot of those people and have them vocalize, you know, the kind of thoughts they have and the needs of their feeling and so forth. So it was a very good opportunity to meet a lot of different people and hear some thoughts coming right from people who live right on the ground. I attended a Fish, Wildlife, and Parks hearing on the AIS rule was proposed for the Flathead area. There were, I think, two of us that showed up for that. There was not a lot of input, but it was something that's going on in the Flathead right now with some modifications to AIS potentially. I've been assigned to the Financial Review Advisory Committee by the Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, and so I've had a couple of meetings there, and that's really interesting as far as I'm concerned. House Bill 140, which we passed in 2015, is mandated that we do go on a four-year cycle in terms of looking closely at our budgets and making adjustments if we need to. So this group is taken off on that, and I think probably we've had two meetings kind of getting ready, and I think the next meeting will really be a productive one. Somewhere along the year, along the last month, I got a year older, too, so, I mean, that was pretty important to me at this point in life. I think I also had an opportunity to attend the Interagency Grizzly Bear Committee winter meeting in Missoula. Saw Mr. Williams, the area chair for Northern Montana, Northern Continental Divide, and that was he did a great job, I thought, and a lot of good information came out there relative to what's going on with all the populations and so forth, and I certainly appreciated that. So anyway, I think that's it, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Tim. So Region 3, like a lot of the state, we've got a lot of snow. Getting a lot of calls from landowners and from the department organizing management hunts, and or not management hunts, but game damage hunts. And it seems like, you know, the process is streamlined, but it's taken a lot. Takes a lot of biologists' time, but I haven't had a lot of complaints this year. So as far as how that process is going, so I assume that we are relieving those pressure points where landowners are feeling pressure from having the wildlife on their landscape during the winter feeding session. So I think that's proceeding apace. There has been some concern expressed by folks about whether the winter kill this year due to the winter will be such that it might cause us to reconsider. I guess we'll just have to see how that plays out. The department always retains that authority and the ability to work with the commission to address those if that comes up. But at this point, while it's been a big winter, it's probably not that different than a lot of the winters we grew up with. Did attend the Western Association of Fish and Wildlife Agencies meeting in early January, and I guess I'd say the highlight and probably the low light of that trip was meeting with the Wyoming Fish and Game Commission, the state director, as related to the letter that we sent to Wyoming in December. Other commissioners in the department remain really concerned about CWD dedicating a ton of time to that and a ton of resources, sportsmen's resources, to that, rising threat to our wildlife populations. And I would say that it fell upon deaf ears. With the folks that I spoke to at the Wyoming Commission, I would say would be an understatement. They were super polite during the day, but as soon as we sat down to meet and talk about it, you could tell that there's not going to be a lot of movement in that direction anytime soon. So as far as feed grounds and trying to draw a direct link between feed grounds, potential to spread CWD to the great northern Yellowstone elk herd and the wildlife that, intermingles on those feed grounds during the winter. I remain really, really concerned about the potential for those feed grounds to spread that disease. And, I think it's a long-term threat to our wildlife. And I think, it's hard for any of us to imagine. I think a lot of us believe that one of the greatest reasons to live in Montana is our fish and wildlife resources. And this is a significant threat. And it's a threat that doesn't affect just us. It affects all three states and the wildlife of all three states. And I think now is the time for the three states to get really serious about, and I think Montana is leading the way in addressing it, but we need the help from our neighbors. And hopefully the meeting and the letter will at least have started that conversation, although I wouldn't say it got off to a great start. And I think, like the others, I will wait and speak. A lot of the comments that I've received over the last few weeks have been regarding issues that we're going to deal with today on the at the commission level, so I'll just hold off on that. So.